everybody. I'm Dick Buckley. Have jazz records for you for the next 3 hours. Yes, we're here with jazz records for you the next 3 hours, every Sunday, around about this time we do it, from noon until 3 o'clock, play the classics, the good old good ones, and the jazz giants who were of yesterday and today. We're going to begin this afternoon with Bobby Hackett and his orchestra as the billing, some things that Bobby recorded for the World Transcription Service that George Buck has made available on his Jazzology label. Bobby gathered together Ray Conniff, trombone, John Pepper, P-E-P-E-R, Pieper, Pepper, I'm not acquainted with him, is a clarinetist, Nick Kayatsa, tenor saxophone, Frank Signorelli, the pianist, Eddie Condon, guitar, Bob Casey, the bassist, and Mo Pertill is the drummer. Let's listen to Bobby Hackett and Friends with Exactly Like You. Tommy Hackett and Friends, and that was Exactly Like You. Kind of a different group. Let's see. Recording session originally December 23rd of 1943, and Ray Conniff was the trombone soloist and trombonist, period, in the record. The clarinetist, who I'm not familiar with, his last name is P-E-P-E-R. Is it Pieper? Pepper? It's whatever. Nick Caiazza, tenor saxophone, Frank Signorelli, the pianist, Eddie Condon, guitar, Bob Casey, bass, and Mo Pertill, the drummer. Maurice Pertill, as they have listed. Exactly like you. Let's listen to Chicago's own, one of the giants to come out of Chicago, and everyone seems to have forgotten the great Joe Sullivan, one of the giants of the jazz piano. Here's a session that he did for Columbia back in September of 1933, September 26th of 1933. He was working at the Onyx Club in New York and must not have been happy with the gig because he calls this the Onyx Bringdown. Sullivan and the Onyx Bringdown from 1933. Here's Clark Terry with another lesson in how to handle a ballot for you younger players who it's always difficult for a young player to finally come around to playing ballads and play them decently. And Clark once again shows you that you don't have to stray far from the melody to make it a good jazz version of a ballad. This is the famous Bunny Berrigan theme song, I Can't Get Started. Clark Terry with his flugelhorn, and I Can't Get Started With You. Beautiful, and just never strayed far from the melody. That's from an album on the Chesky label called Portraits, and it includes 11 selections dedicated to some of the great trumpet players, everybody from Harry James to Sweets Edison to Dizzy Gillespie to Louis Armstrong, you name them. This is WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley with the Jazz Records. We do it every Sunday from noon until 3 o'clock, listening to classic jazz, the giants of jazz. Boy, here's a studio full of giants. There are only three of them, but the talent fills the studio. The Lester Young Trio, Norman Granz recorded this back in 1946. And nobody's quite sure of the date, sometime in March or April. But he used Buddy Rich, the drummer, Nat Cole, the pianist, and, of course, Lester Young's tenor saxophone. Nat's piano, he has to change his style here because of the lack of a bass. And so he has to play the rhythm background and take the part of the bass and still try to get in some Nat Cole-isms, which he does quite well. This is Mean to Me. Nat Cole Trio. No, the Lester Young Trio. And Nat Cole was the pianist and Buddy Rich the drummer. I remember the last time I played something from that album that I was listening to the show that I had recorded live. I mean, I was listening to it on the air. And I heard that dummy announcer say the Lester Young Trio, but because his name, because he was, his name couldn't appear on the label, and so they called him A Guy. Well, I was, the part of it was right, but it was Nat Cole. I said to the radio, "You dummy," and the radio didn't say a thing to me, just went ahead like what he said was gospel. Anyway, yeah, I do that. I listen to the program, and I correct myself, and I have a few four-letter words for myself and things like that. Maybe it's best that I not listen. That'd never do, though, because there are too many good things to pass up. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley. Jazz records for you every Sunday from noon until 3 o'clock. Here's a side from a new Lee Wiley disc. They reissued some of the composer series that she did. But they don't give any, this is just for Lee Wiley fans, period. They don't give any recording dates, they don't give any of the accompanying musicians, and they run the four albums together, the Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, and who were the others, Gershwin's. And anyway, here's Lee Wiley with a group of friends, and a thing that somebody wrote me and told me all about this, but I forget. As Though You Were Here, which had no publisher on the original release, and it said that it was written but not used in a show. And somebody wrote and told me it was written for a show but not used, and then later they copyrighted it and used it in another show. I forget the names of them. Sorry I brought it up. Here's Lee with As Though You Were Here. This is one of my favorites by Lee Wiley.
Every day when you're away, others ask me why I behave. I behave as though you were there. Brush my hair, dress with care, so no one's round to choose my dress. Use my dress as though you were there. I smile at the kiddies as though you could tell. Don't smile at their bidding, I'm faithful as hell. Well, nights alone when fellas fall, Satan whispers, why behave? I behave as though you were there.
And Hearts, As Though You Were Here. That was Max Kaminsky's Cornet. Bud Freeman was the tenor saxophonist, Joe Bushkin the pianist, and George Wetling the drummer. And I think that was a different master than the one that we played before. I can't find it. It's on a tape someplace. I lost in my great tape collection. But this is a brand new release on the Cocktail Hour label, a two compact disc Lee Wiley set of some of those things that she did for the Rodgers and Hart songbook, the Gershwin songbook, and Cole Porter, a couple of others. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley with the Jazz Records. Here's Jimmy Mundy and an all-star group that he put together for V-Disc for a Jubilee show. Some of the outstanding musicians on the West Coast studios took part in this one. September 13th of 1946 it was recorded. And it's a chart that Jimmy Mundy and Charlie Christian worked out to feature Charlie with the Goodman Band. And here they feature Irving Ashby and his solo guitar and this great all-star band that we were talking about. And this is Solo Flight. Mundy, the man who arranged the chart that he and Charlie Christian worked out for the Benny Goodman Band called Solo Flight. This was a September 13th, 1946 recording by a group of all-stars gathered together for the Jubilee show. And under the direction of Jimmy Mundy, the solo guitarist was Irving Ashby. Here's Kay Winding and J.J. Johnson. They had a successful duo, of course, but they each had ideas of their own that they wanted to carry out, and so they broke up the duo and each went their own way. these things were called back for Impulse Records because they thought, hey, they were so great before, we'll try them again. So they made an album with not just any rhythm section, but Bill Evans, the pianist, Paul Chambers, bass, and Roy Haynes, the drummer. And Kay Winning and J.J. Johnson. Kay is on the left channel, and J.J. is on the right channel. And a beautiful ballad, Georgia on My Mind, With Any Luck at All. The stereo separated on that one, didn't they? That was Kay Winding on the left channel and J.J. Johnson on the right channel, and Georgia on My Mind. Bill Evans was a pianist, Paul Chambers bass, and I'll never forget what's his name, the drummer, Roy Haynes, right. Here's the Casa Loma Orchestra, band that helped initiate or inaugurate or whatever the swing era. the Casa Loma Orchestra and the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra were playing big band swing in the early 1930s, early and mid-1930s, 4 or 5 years before the rest of the country caught on with the things that Goodman had recorded. The Casa Loma Orchestra, Gene Gifford was the chief arranger for the orchestra, and he almost overused the idea that Don Redman and Fletcher Henderson came up with how to handle a big band with section against section, call and response, that sort of thing. But who was it who I'm trying to think now of the jazz writer who was intrigued with the Casa Loma Orchestra and their sound, the way they got everything so intricate in unison. And he was surprised. He thought they all must be master musicians until one time he attended their practice and he found out that they really, really had to work on those things to get it down, to get the unison down, that they weren't that good. This is called Wild Goose Chase, Gene Gifford. You almost get the idea that he's trying to do something like Duke Ellington, because you can hear trombone, Pee Wee Hunt playing the trombone with a couple of different kinds of mutes on it throughout. Pat Davis, the tenor saxophone soloist, and Clarence Hutchinrider, the clarinet soloist. The Casa Loma Orchestra from January 31st of 1933, The Wild Goose Chase. Casa Loma Orchestra and I'll never forget what's his name. Wild Goose Chase from January 31st of 1933. Here is the Duke Ellington Band, a recording session for Columbia, August 7th of 1951. Duke wrote some things for some disc jockeys here in Chicago. One of them was Bensonality, which he wrote for Al Benson. The other was, I can't think of Adam's first name. All of a sudden, I'm drawing a blank. But he was a Chicago disc jockey back in the early 1950s. Anyway, Duke wrote a thing for him and called it Smetta. And by the way, speaking of Chicago disc jockeys, that Glenn Gray thing that we played is from an album. I wonder if the person who owned or produced the album was a Sid McCoy fan, because the name of the label was Old Bean. Hey, hey, Old Bean, and you too, baby. Here's Ellington and Smetta. Talk about a loose drumhead. Sam Woodyard was kind of flapping in the breeze there almost, huh? The last two thump thumps. Here's the Gerald Wilson Orchestra, 1945. Gerald had a big band on the West Coast back during the World War II years. One of the first big bands to pick up on that new music called bebop. He had a big band arrangement of Groovin' High, I believe it was, when most small groups were trying to learn how to play it. Here's a thing that he recorded on a Jubilee show with his big band that features his own trumpet. He played trumpet and arranged for the Jimmy Lunsford band back in 1941, and then went back to the West Coast and had his own band off and on all down through the years, maybe still has it. And anyway, did he play good trumpet? I guess he did. Here he is playing Stardust. Easy for you to say. Stardust, Gerald Wilson.
Thank you.
You might say that was a bit overly arranged, but some nice trumpet playing by Gerald Wilson. Stardust. To wrap up this hour, here's the Harry James Band. This is from a Spotlight Bands broadcast, November 30th of 1944 at a war bond rally in San Diego, California. It's one that James borrowed from the Basie book, the 920 Special. James and the orchestra is featuring Corky Corcoran's tenor saxophone on the 920 Special. And that takes care of our first hour. We'll be around until 3 o'clock. I hope you know that, and tell a friend about the good jazz that you hear here. The classic jazz, the giants of yesterday and today. You know, every once in a while wake up in the morning and get the newspaper and get a cup of coffee and sit back and turn on CNN to see if the world's still out there. And I keep hearing that, this is CNN. And it made me think, we ought to do one called, this is BEZ. This is BEZ. Or something like that. But instead, we'll say, this is WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio.
With Walter Brown singing the blues, a young Charlie Parker blowing his horn, and a bus full of guys barely over 20, the J. McShann Orchestra was the last of the great Kansas City Territory bands to swing the country. I'm Nancy Wilson. Join me for Jazz Profiles, a tribute to J. McShann on NPR, National Public Radio.
Right after Dick Buckley this afternoon at 3 on Chicago Public Radio.
Support for this WBEZ program is provided by Symphony Sound, featuring a variety of high-end audio and video equipment for the home. Symphony Sound is Chicago's only premier Macintosh dealer. More information at symphonysound.com. Well, a happy how do you do to you, everybody. My name is Jim Nader. Welcome to the Chicago Public Radio Legal ID Show. And please welcome today's guest on the show, Mr. Ricky Ricardo.
Hi, amigos. There were many musical moments on Isle of Lucy.
We're broadcasting from the Lehman Family Public Radio Center at Chicago's Navy Pier. This is Chicago Public Radio. WBEZ Chicago. 91.5 FM, WBEW Chesterton, 89.5 FM, and WBEZ.org. It's all the time we have for the Chicago Public Radio Legal ID Show.
We have Johnny Hodges to begin hour number two. Hodges and Billy Strayhorn put together an all-star group of fellow Ellington Band members and ex-Ellington Band members and friends of Ellington Band members with Ray Nance and Roy Eldridge, the two trumpets, and Ben Webster's tenor saxophone, Jimmy Hamilton's clarinet, Lawrence Brown trombone, and of course Johnny Hodges alto, with Strayhorn at the piano, Jimmy Wood the bassist, and Sam Woodyard the drummer. And this, the title of the album, Not So Dukish. Johnny Hodges and Friends, a thing called Not So Dukish. Jimmy Wood, the bassist, has composer credit on that. And it featured Ray Nance and Roy Eldridge, the two trumpets. Roy, the featured soloist on that one. Hodges, alto. Ben Webster, tenor. Jimmy Hamilton, clarinet. And Lawrence Brown, trombone, with Billy Strayhorn at the piano, Jimmy Wood, the bassist, and Sam Woodyard, the drummer. Not So Dukish. Originally on a Verve album of the same title, but it's been reissued along with all of the Hodges Verve things on the Mosaic label. Here's a little blues whipped up by Red Garland and friends. Paul Chambers is the bassist and Art Taylor the drummer, with Red Garland at the piano. And the album originally called A Garland of Red, and this one is called Blue Red. Thank you. was Red Garland and his trio with Paul Chambers and Art Taylor. A thing called Blue Red. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley. We're here with Jazz Records for you every Sunday from noon until 3 o'clock to play traditional jazz, the classic jazz, the giants of jazz, the good old good ones. Teddy Wilson had a recording contract with Columbia. It wasn't Columbia then. It was what? ARC or whatever. Anyway, you know, he backed Billie Holiday on those dozens of things that Billy recorded, but he backed other vocalists, and he also recorded some instrumentals with some of the same groups that he backed the vocalists with. Here's one from July 30th of 1937 with members of the Benny Goodman Band, including Harry James, trumpet, Benny Goodman, clarinet, Vito Musso, tenor saxophone, Alan Reese, the guitarist, Harry Goodman, bass, and Gene Krupa, the drummer, all out of the Goodman Band, and of course Teddy at the piano. And this is Coquette. Teddy Wilson and his band, actually members of the Goodman Band at the time, with Harry James and Vito Musso and Benny himself. You know, in order to use Teddy as a leader, they had to make some kind of a deal with Benny. And so since Teddy had a recording contract with Brunswick, I guess it was, and Benny had one with Victor, they used to have to trade record companies on certain sessions, which must have bothered Benny considerably after he made it as the King of Swing and was still a sideman with Teddy Wilson. But that was one of the sides. Here is one of the most underrated trumpet players of recent years, Blue Mitchell with a thing from a Riverside LP called Blues Moods, backed by a rhythm section that would make me sound good. Wynton Kelly, the pianist, Sam Jones, the bassist, and Roy Brooks, the drummer. From August of 1960, Blue Mitchell playing I'll Close My Eyes. Blue Mitchell, and I'll Close My Eyes. Wynton Kelly was the pianist, Sam Jones bass, and Roy Brooks the drummer, from an album called Blues Moods on the Riverside label. It's an old one, from August of 1960. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley. Jazz Records here. We're just about halfway through it this afternoon, with a lot of good things still to come. This is a side that Jack Teagarden recorded for Columbia. Was this under Teagarden's name, or was this under Bud Freeman? Bud Freeman and His Famous Chicagoans was the billing for the orchestra. And it included Max Kaminsky, cornet. It says trumpet. He always played the cornet. Pee Wee Russell, clarinet. Jack Teagarden, trombone. Bud Freeman, tenor saxophone. Dave Bowman was the pianist. Eddie Condon, guitar. Mort Stolmaker, the bassist. And Dave Tough, the drummer. You have no trouble telling that this is Dave Tough, because his drums are quite prominent. Probably drove the engineers crazy, considering this was 1940. Recorded at a high level, huh? And Dave Tough's drums, as I say, it must have sent the engineers right up the ceiling. From 1940, Bud Freeman and His Famous Chicagoans. Let's listen to Art Tatum, one of the things from that series of Tatum's piano solos that Norman Granz produced from December of 1953. This particular one is. And it's the Genius, originally it was the Genius of Art Tatum, Volume 5. And this is Without a Song. Art Tatum Pyrotechnics without a song. One of the Tatum things that grands all through the years when he changed labels, when he sold Verve labels, he kept the Tatum Masters and put them out on his own. Then he put out the Pablo label and still kept the Tatum Masters. They've been available all down through the years. That was from Volume 5. The genius of Art Tatum. Here's a jam session with Harry Babison All-Stars at the Trade Winds in the Trade Winds Club in Inglewood, California, June 16th of 1952. Charlie Parker was on the West Coast at this time, and Chet Baker is here with his trumpet. Charlie Parker, alto, and Sonny Criss also. Russ Freeman. No, beg pardon, Al Haig is the pianist on this side, and Harry Babison, the bassist, and Larry Marable, the drummer. And this is Bird playing They Didn't Believe Me.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker and Chet Baker. The second alto chorus was probably Sonny Criss. The liner notes don't say so, but Sonny Criss was also on the gig. And that was, they didn't believe me, but it sounded like Bird had a different bridge, didn't he, to they didn't believe me than the regular thing. It's a new release on the, what is the name of the label? Definitive Records. The complete jam sessions of Chet Baker and Charlie Parker, it says. Here's Zoot Sims, wind up this hour. Zoot Sims and the Gershwin Brothers is the name of the album, and Oscar Peterson, Joe Pass, George Mraz, and Grady Tate backing Zoot. You couldn't do a Gershwin album, couldn't do a Gershwin jazz album without I Got Rhythm. We'll be right back. was Zoot Sims with the Oscar Peterson Quartet. That was Oscar at the piano, Joe Pass guitar, George Moratz the bassist, and Grady Tate the drummer. And the album on Pablo called Zoot Sims and the Gershwin Brothers. As I say, you couldn't be a couldn't do a jazz album of Gershwin songs without I Got Rhythm. Well, that's it for this hour. We'll take a couple of minutes out for some important messages and then right back with hour number two. I'm Dick Buckley. This is Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ.
The following is a public service announcement provided by Chicago Public Radio. Restoration workdays in Lake County Forest Preserve continue through March and April. Stewardship volunteers are needed to help clear land, take inventory of wildlife, and much more. For more information about restoration workdays, call 847-968-3329. This is Chicago Public Radio.
Somewhere in the world, a Tupperware party is held every 10 seconds.
Come on!
Her stories, poets, journalists, and tales, from Tupperware parties to the West African Peace Corps.
And far off in the distance, a voodoo ceremony going on.
And just listen day to day, that's all you can do. Right now is all you have anyway, particularly when you get up our age.
Her Stories, a Hearing Voices special.
Tonight at 5 o'clock, here on Chicago Public Radio.
Corporate scandals, just how big is the problem? I'm Doreen McAllister. Join me when Kim Clark, Dean of the Faculty of Harvard Business School, addresses the problem at the next National Press Club luncheon from NPR News.
You can hear this National Press Club lecture tonight at 6 o'clock, right here on Chicago Public Radio.
WBEZ is the radio sponsor of Teatro Juvenil's play Bouncing Back, about a Latino teen whose father is HIV. That's March 13th through the 15th, 7 p.m. at Casa Central, 1343 North California, Chicago. Information, 773-645-2400. This is Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ Chicago, 91.5 FM, and WBEW Chesterton, 89.5 FM.
Today in our last hour, we're going to feature the Cab Calloway Band when Dizzy Gillespie was a member of the trumpet section. These were the days when I first became aware of Dizzy Gillespie. First heard his trumpet with the crazy solos that he took. And used to see the band a lot in person because they used to come through Fort Wayne regularly. And I must have seen the Calloway Band a half a dozen times. Always was taken with not just Shoeberry's tenor, but Dizzy's trumpet. He joined the band in the summer of 1939, and before he was there very long, just a couple of weeks, they had a recording session in which he, Dizzy, was featured quite generously. Remember that Cab Calloway was one of the biggest names in show business, one of the most important names in show business, and so naturally his records, almost all of his records, featured his vocals. But Cab liked good music, and he was he had a good big band behind him. He paid top dollar, and so he had the best musicians. And when Dizzy moved in, he started to feature him right away. This is a thing called Ain't Getting Nowhere Fast. And you'll hear some Shoeberry tenor saxophone and some Dizzy Gillespie trumpet.
Getting nowhere fast, you baby. You'd
let me down with so much speed. I'm dizzy, yes indeed. I guess you think that I'm all class for you, baby. I beg your pardon if I'm wrong, perhaps I don't belong. I no sooner said pleased to meet you than you turn your pretty head, heartless creature. I ain't getting nowhere fast with you, baby. So I'll be on my merry way. Goodbye, ta-ta, so long, good day. 'Cause I ain't getting nowhere fast.
Cab Calloway with I Ain't Getting Nowhere Fast, and Chew Berry featured. Chew was the featured soloist with the band. He got more solos than anybody else. It was during this time that he became so popular after Coleman Hawkins left to go to Europe and spent 5 years in Europe. That was from August 30th of 1939, and you heard Dizzy's quick 16 bars. Here's a thing that Roy Eldridge and his brother wrote for the little band that they had that featured their bassist, and Cab recorded this featuring his bassist, Milt Hinton. Milt, this is that actual style of slapping the bass, but it's called plucking the bass on the title. And it features Milt Hinton's bass and Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet and Chew Berry's tenor and a little touch of Chauncey Houghton's clarinet. Plucking the bass.
Thank you.
Rocking the Bass, that was called, although he was really slapping the bass, the old style of playing the bass, featuring the bass man. And Dizzy got a full chorus on that one, Chu Berry's tenor, and a little taste of Chauncey Houghton's clarinet. He's the man who replaced Barney Bigard with Ellington when Barney decided he'd had enough of the road. He left, and Chauncey Houghton went over and spent a month or two with Duke before Jimmy Hamilton moved in. This is WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley here with the Jazz Wreckers, and in this last hour, we're playing things by the Cab Calloway Band of 1939 that featured young trumpet player by the name of Dizzy Gillespie. And these are the things that introduced me to Dizzy, and it's a pleasure to hear them again. This next one is from a recording date October 20th of 1939. And again, you'll hear Chu Berry's tenor and Dizzy's trumpet and Cozy Cole, the drummer, and a Calloway vocal, of course. A Beka Zent.
You guys can be who you want to be. I'm the cat that's in the know. I'm hink-a-dink, solid center, a very close friend of Mrs. Bender. Bender, Spender, be good sin. I'm the cat that's in the know. I'm Neil Espiel, the real rug cutter, a very close friend of Mrs. Butter. Butter, smutter, be good sin. I'm a cat that takes it slow. Now look, Joe, dig my togs. They sure the best. My boots are lined with fleas. Say I went way out west and I did my best. Then I came back east to spend my grease. I'm hip to dip, I guess a killer, a very close friend of Mrs. Miller. Miller Schmiller, a big sin. I'm a cat that's in the know. I'm a cat that's in the know.
He's bop a hop.
Di-di-di-di-di-di-do.
He's
hip to dip. Di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di
Habika Zint, Cab Calloway, from October 20th of 1939. That was Cozy Cole, the drummer. Cab, talking about having a great band, Mario Bauza had come in to play the lead trumpet, along with Dizzy Gillespie and Lamar Wright and Doc Cheatham. The trombones were Claude Jones and Keg Johnson and DePriest Wheeler. The saxophones were Chauncey Houghton and Andrew Brown and Walter Thomas, altos and clarinet, and Shoeberry tenor. Benny Payne was the pianist, Danny Barker guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Cozy Cole the drummer. And Edgar Battle was one of the arrangers for the band, along with Chappie Willett, did a lot of arranging. And they signed Buster Harding to do some things for the band, too. So Cab had the very best as far as music, musical accompaniment. Here is another one from the same date that features Chew and Diz, October 20th of 1939, and Do It Again.
You kiss, do it again. I love the way you miss, do it again. The sugar drips from your two lips. Oh, so honey, won't you kiss me again? I love the way you smile, but do it again. And every once in a while, do it again. Oh, there it goes, that wrinkled nose. I love to see you do it again. You have a way of flirting, that's why I'm certain. From now on, you are mine. Oh, there's no denying how lucky I am. Oh, oh, that chill in my spine. So won't you hold me tight and kiss me again? And when we say goodnight, do it again. Oh, if one little kiss can bring such bliss, you simply got to do it again.
Cab Calloway and the orchestra. That's what we're featuring in today in the last hour. The Cab Calloway band of 1939 after Dizzy Gillespie had joined. Dizzy joined in the summer of 1939, and these are some of the first recording sessions after his arrival. This is a Dizzy Gillespie composition, and he gets a full chorus on this one. I guess you do the composing and arranging yourself, you give yourself a full chorus. Cozy Cole featured on the drums and Dizzy's trumpet from March 8th of 1940, recorded here in Chicago. They got another one past the censors on this one. This is Picking the Cabbage.
Thank you.
And that was Pickin' the Cabbage, Dizzy Gillespie composition and arrangement, recorded by Cab Calloway March 8th of 1940. Cozy Cole was the drummer, heavy on the backbeat there. And Dizzy gave himself a full chorus. Here is, let's see who wrote this next one. I think they have composer credit. Calloway, Ram, and Palmer. Okay, Cab Calloway, he was the leader. That probably gets composer credit that way. Ram, that was Buck Ram. And Palmer, I'm not familiar with. But they dreamed this little thing up called Chop Chop Charlie Chan from China.
Chop, chop, Charlie Chan. A dion, 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 da da da. Chop, chop, Charlie Chan. A die on, die on, die on, die on, da da. Chop, chop, Charlie, he's so foxy. Solid tutor, sender type. Comes right on like Mr. Roxy. A die on, die on, die on, die on, da da. Came all the way from way up yonder. Lazy shy from here to there. He's the way he spills out yonder. He will bring you down for fair. Chop, chop, Charlie. Chan from China, just a solid sender type. He's a solid mellow fella. A die on, die on, die on, die on, tonight. Chop, chop, Charlie, Charlie Chan, solid to descending man.
Couple of words Cab threw in there that weren't Chinese, huh? Chop Chop Charlie Chan. WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. I'm Dick Buckley. Have jazz records for you. We're playing the Cab Calloway Band of 1939 and 40, when Dizzy Gillespie was in the trumpet section, a very young Dizzy Gillespie, and one of his first major jobs. Here's a double session in New York City, May 15th of 1940. They recorded, let's see, one, two, three. Yeah, they recorded seven selections. This is a Benny Carter composition and arrangement called Calling All Bars. Thank you. Calling All Bars, the name of that one. Benny Carter wrote it and arranged it for Cab Calloway. He also did a thing called The Lone Arranger on this same session. And one that we're going to play for you now is, it has two titles, Hard Times and Topsy Turvy. Take your choice. Recorded May 15th of 1940. And you'll hear Dizzy's trumpet again and Shoeberry's tenor saxophone again. Topsy Turvy.
I'm a striver from up on Strivers Row, and I'm jiving the very best I know, but hard times got things topsy-turvy. Oh, Lady Luck is the meanest chick in town. I know it because she brought me down. Hard times got things topsy-turvy. You know, once I had lots and lots of money, and I used to dress up so juvenile. But now I'm on my uppers, and tough luck may be, but it won't get in my hair. I'm a striver from up on Strivers Row, and I'm jiving the very best I know, but hard times got things topsy-turvy.
You better hit the road, because things are still topsy-turvy. Things are a little beat on the turf now, Jack. Things are still topsy-turvy. The gay white way is a little beat, but things are still topsy-turvy.
That's one of my favorite Cab Calloway records, Topsy-Turvy or Hard Times. A full chorus by Shoeberry, eight bars by Dizzy. And wonder who wrote that. Let's see. Edgar Battle did the arrangement for the band. Hard Times. Calloway, Edgar Battle, and Noel. N-O-A-L. All right. Here's another one that features Chew and Dizzy and Cab's vocal. Come on with the come on.
Thank you. Swing with the jive, brother. Come on and swing with the jive, brother. Come on and swing with the jive, brother. Yes, you got to come on, come on, come on with the jump with the jive, brother. You got to jump in with the jive, brother. You got to jump in with the jive, brother. Yes, you got to come on, come on, come on with the come on. Up to keep up for a little keep up for a little get to the keep to the air. Up to keep it to the air, bro. For a little bit of the jive, brother. Yes, you're standing with the jive, brother. Oh, you're standing with the jive, brother. Yes, you got to come on, come on, come on with the come on.
The Come On, that had also featured some Tyree Glenn at trombone and Jerry Blake clarinet, along with Chew Berry's tenor and Dizzy's trumpet. Here's a neat one from the same recording date, November 27th, 1940. They don't give an arranger's credit on this, but it features Tyree Glenn at the vibes on this one, and Chew Berry's tenor and Dizzy's trumpet, and I guess Milt Hinton's does a brief bass bit. That's a good one, brief bass bit. Okay, this is the Bye Bye Blues.
Thank you.
Lullaby Blues that had a couple of neat choruses in it, Dizzy's chorus, and Tyree Glenn at the vibes, and Shoe Berry tenor saxophone, Milt Hinton's bass. Here's a Buster Harding contribution to the book from August 5th of 1940. Features Shoe Berry's tenor and Dizzy's trumpet and Tyree Glenn trombone. And this is Boo-Wa, Boo-Wa.
Swing it so. You can chime in on the chime, chime, chime. It's a simple rhythm. Ooh, with an easy lift. That's the rhythm of the chime, chime, chime. You have to dig this tempo. Ooh, don't let it get slow. Beat on out on that jive, Joe. Stop. Start to jive again. Now you got the stride. Ooh, you can really ride. That's the secret of the jive, jive, Buster Harding composition to the book Boo-Wa, Boo-Wa. Here is one from August 28th of 1940. And Andy Gibson did this arrangement. Features Shoe Berry and Dizzy Gillespie again. Are You Hep to the Jive?
Shorty George and me. Just feel some jive, we'll dig you out, you see.
Well, Henri,
are you ready?
Yes, we're ready, Joe.
Jump in steady,
Joe.
You look solid, Joe. All I want to know, are you all re?
Yes, we're all re.
You can get it.
Can we get it?
If you said
it, yes, we said it, Joe.
Come on, let me go. All I want to know, are you all reef?
Yes, we're all reef.
I'm like a tree, I'm all root. Hep to the jep, what it's all about. Stash like a top, don't miss a stop. I dig my kicks from the groovy lot. Are you really?
Yes, we're really.
Trilly, frilly.
Woo, woo, woo. Whoa!
I don't go Navajo. Come and let me know. Are you all reef?
Yes, we're all reef. Are you ready, Joe?
Yes, I'm ready, old man.
Jumping, steady, Joe.
Jumping with the jive, Jack.
That's all we want to know.
What do you
want
to know?
Are you all reef?
Jump in the groove and go. Dash like a top, don't miss a stop. I dig my kicks from the groovy lot. Are you really?
Yes, we're really.
Billy, 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 Billy.
Woo, woo.
Now don't go Navajo, come and let me know. Are you all reef?
Yes, we're all reef.
There's one thing we want to know. Are we solid, do you send you Joe? We are ready and we want to know.
That record, one of few that Cab made, that I think proves my theory. I never heard anybody else voice this theory. It's strictly mine. But the Hep Hip thing, my theory is that it started out as Hep. Cab, being one of the hepest guys around, had all the jive talk and all the... you know, and he called it Hep every time. That one, are you Hep to the jive? But there is a regional accent that makes the E sound, the E sound into an E sound. You've heard it. You've heard it on the news with the tin senators, tin cents. it drives me right up the wall, but you hear it all the time. And so it's my theory that it started out as are you Hep, but the regional accent got in the way and it turned into Hip. Are you Hip? And suddenly it wasn't Hep to be Hep anymore. You had to be Hip to be Hep. So I say that's only my theory. I never heard anybody else voice it, but it makes sense to me. Cab Calloway with a thing, let's see, we have a composer credit on this. I would guess Buster Harding, but they don't say. However, we'll bypass them. No, Novell, N-O-V-E-L-L-E, and Calloway. All right. Whoever Lavell is. This is Hot Air, and it features, solo-wise, again, Chew Berry and Dizzy's trumpet and Tyree Glenn. Well, again, I forget now whether he's playing the vibes or the trombone here. We'll soon find out. Hot Air.
Yeah.
Well, that's just about it. We have as our final selection. First of all, you remember the story about how Dizzy got fired, the famous spitball incident, rolled out into the spotlight where Cab was singing one of his ballads. And they had a little argument about it after the show. And Dizzy is supposed to have pulled out a knife and gave Cab a new crease in his trousers. And he was fired, of course. And his replacement was Jonah Jones. And Cab wrote a tune, he has composer credit, called Jonah Joins the Cab. Joins the Cab was the name of that, and that was pretty much the end of Dizzy's stay. He stayed in the section for a brief period of time after that, but then went on to other things. Well, that's it for this Sunday. We've been playing Cab Calloway records from 1939 and 1940 that featured, or not, maybe not featured, but had choruses, sometimes only eight bars, by Dizzy Gillespie. When I first got hooked on Dizzy listening to these different choruses. Remember, this was 1939 and 1940 that he was playing these things. I'm Dick Buckley. This is Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ. Happiness.